Welcome to Great Loop Radio, brought to you by America's Great Loop Cruisers Association. We're dedicated to sharing Great Loop information and inspiration with those actively cruising, planning for, or dreaming about a Great Loop adventure. This is Kim Russo. I'm the director of AGLCA. Today we are going to give you a little bit of a preview and some instructions on our upcoming Looperpalooza event. Karen Nettles from the Homeport Crew is going to be joining me, and we, I think, have previewed this event before in the weeks leading up to it for those who were attending to give some additional details. But it's a little bit of a confusing event because there's many moving parts, and we've been getting a lot of questions about registration itself. So we thought this would be a good time to share some of the details and provide some additional instructions. Before we do focus in on Looperpalooza, I want to take just a moment to recognize and thank our Admiral sponsors who support AGLCA at the highest level. They are Beneteau, Curtis Stokes & Associates, Dog River Marina, Passage Maker Trawler Fest, Skipper Bob Publications, and Waterway Guide Media. As always, we encourage our listeners to support these businesses that support the Great Loop. And with the business out of the way, Karen Nettles, thanks for joining me again on Great Loop Radio.
Oh, glad to do it. You said Looperpalooza, and that is a mouthful.
It is.
can you tell us what it is and when and where it's going to be held?
I definitely can. Looperpalooza is absolutely a mouthful, but it is essentially a combination of three different events. It's being held January 22nd through the 24th, so that's a Wednesday through a Friday, the beginning of 2020, and it is, again, in Fort Myers, Florida. So Looperpalooza kind of grew out of what had been separate events. We have our Looper Lifestyle Seminars, which the full title of those are Great Loop Cruising, A Guide to the Looper Lifestyle. And those are kind of seminars for those who are new to the idea of the Great Loop. It's kind of an introductory seminar. And we were planning that in Fort Myers a few years back, and we know that Fort Myers is kind of a haven for loopers in the wintertime. A lot of current loopers spend some of the winter there, and lots of gold loopers who have done the whole route come back and tend to winter in Fort Myers. It's just a place lots of people love. So a few years ago, we got the idea, well, let's hold a Looper Lifestyle Seminar during the day and do our Gold Looper reunion at night, and that way we've got lots of Gold Loopers there to provide information to the newer loopers, and it worked. It worked out to be a great event, and back at that time, there was a convention center, the Harborside Event Center in Fort Myers, and was a great facility. We realized there was plenty of space to expand there, so we added a route briefing, and that just covers some very specific, detailed information about a part of the route. And because it was a big convention center, there were lots of different divided ballrooms, and we could have all these things going on at one time. And it worked out great, and we called it Looperpalooza, and everything was wonderful until the event center closed. And that is because it's being renovated, and it's part of a new hotel complex that is going up right there in downtown Fort Myers. So at some point when that reopens, we may shift back to that facility, but early indications are it's probably going to be priced out of the range where we like to price our events for our members. But that's okay too, because we have since found a home in Fort Myers at the marina at Edison Ford, which obviously is a marina, but they do have a banquet space there that can hold about 180 people. So we discovered that, had our first Looperpalooza at marina at Edison Ford last year. We can't really quite do everything at the same time like we were able to do in the event center, but they're all kind of co-located there, the three different components, and different seminars or different tracks, if you will, are held at different times. So that's what it's morphed into. Essentially, I think last year we had a total of close to 300 people that went to one or multiple parts of that. So it's grown quite a bit. It's almost becoming a third rendezvous, dare I say that.
It certainly sounds like it with the 300 number. And so it obviously has something for everybody. You already alluded to the three different components. But let's talk about the Looper Lifestyle a little more. Who can attend that?
Looper Lifestyle is open to anyone, and that's something that's a little bit different about this. For a large multi-day event that's becoming similar to a rendezvous, if you've paid attention to some of our events, rendezvous are only for members. So Looper Palooza is a little bit different because it is open to everyone. So whether you are new to the Loop and are not an AGLCA member, or whether you've been a member for a long time but are still early in your planning process, you're welcome to attend the Looper Lifestyle Seminar. And actually, membership comes with that one. So if you're not yet an AGLCA member, you've got a great opportunity to attend an event and get a membership to go along with it.
Okay, well, that sounds like it's a bargain in unto itself to get the membership as well. So I'm sure people want to attend, but what sessions can they expect as part of that track?
Yeah, it's actually, it's very similar. Again, if you've kind of looked at our events before, it's very similar to any other Looper Lifestyle event that we do in different cities around the country. In fact, the Homeport crew is this weekend in Chicago, or right outside of Chicago, freezing to death to do a Looper Lifestyle seminar. So doing one in Fort Myers sounds really nice right about now. But the agendas would be pretty similar, but there's an extra bonus in Fort Myers, and I'll kind of explain that. But we like to start off on the afternoon of the first day talking primarily about how to find and buy and finance a great loop boat. So we bring in some of our sponsors who have expertise in those areas, and they lead sessions that'll give you all of the information you need to figure out how to find and buy your boat for the Great Loop if you don't already have one. Because we're trying to pack so much into this particular event, we're also having a session on that first afternoon, that's Wednesday afternoon, as part of the Looper Lifestyle session on marine electronics. And Ben Stein from panbow.com, who is an expert on marine electronics and is one of our top-rated speakers from the fall rendezvous, will be joining us again to do an hour-long seminar on marine electronics. We expect to have a reception following that, and then kind of dinner on your own. But then the next day, Thursday, January 23rd, is the rest of the typical Looper Lifestyle agenda. So I'll be giving an introduction to the Great Loop. We will have some Gold Loopers, which is anyone who has completed their route. They will be interspersed throughout the day, giving shorter 15 to 20 minute sessions, telling the story of their loop. So we'll bring in people who did it in different ways on different types of boats to tell you about their experiences. And then also mixed in, we've got details on cruising as a couple. A full seminar on that. Captains Chris and Elise Caldwell will present on DIY maintenance. Scott and Karen Duvall of Capable Cruising will present on anchoring. And the part of Looper Palooza's Looper Lifestyle that is very different than any other is that there is a Looper Crawl. So we've packed a lot in kind of early in the day on Thursday and started a little earlier than usual the day before so that we could fit in the Looper Crawl. And the opportunity here is that, as I said, lots of loopers spend the winter in Fort Myers. So Legacy Harbor Marina is one of our sponsors, and that is a favorite of loopers. So many have their boats there. So the afternoon of January 23rd, the attendees, those registered for any part of Looper Palooza, are invited to the Looper Crawl from 3 to 5:30 at Legacy Harbor Marina. So you'll be welcome to board some of the looper boats there, and there'll also be a cash bar and going on at the same time. So it's the best opportunity that we can pull off at this Looper Palooza for the different tracks to intermingle. So if you're newer to the Great Loop and are really excited about possibly talking to some Gold Loopers, that's your time to do it. The size of the facility is a bit limiting at Marina at Edison Ford for us to let the groups kind of commingle before that. So this Looper Crawl is the best opportunity to do that, and that kind of wraps up the Looper Lifestyle agenda.
Well, it sounds like you get the added bonus of it kind of being a mini rendezvous, and the people coming to the Looper Lifestyle get to, you know, tour the boats and talk with Gold Loopers and so forth. I know you mentioned that the registration does include the membership to the association, but what's the actual cost for that particular track?
The cost is $149 per person, and that includes, of course, all of the seminars, the Looper Crawl, and the membership. And that is, you get a year of membership for each person. So if you're part of a couple, you can share an AGLCA membership. So a couple would get a two-year new membership or 2 years added to their existing AGLCA membership. So that membership is included. And we also do include lunch on the long day, all as part of that $149.
Okay, that sounds like a great bargain. The other component you said was the route briefing. So who would attend that particular track?
That again is open to anyone. You don't have to be a member to attend that. It does not include a membership because we really wanted to invite, people who are just happen to be cruisers in Florida. There's lots of them, and we wanted to share that route information with whoever is interested so that they can look at the different choices and be able to cruise that area safely. So anyone is welcome to attend that.
And what session?
I'm sorry, I should say that. In our minds, so to speak, this is geared a little bit more towards those who are currently on the Great Loop. So perhaps if you missed the Fall Rendezvous, a lot of the sessions that we're presenting are repeats of that content with the same speakers from the Fall Rendezvous because it's an excellent lineup of speakers. So if you're not on the Loop yet, you are perfectly welcome to do both the Looper Lifestyle and the route briefing. The route briefing does go into very specific details about cruising these areas, which over time can tend to change. The waterway is kind of a living, breathing thing, so shoaling can be in different spots, facilities may close, etc. So it's current information meant for those getting ready to cruise soon. That said, everyone is welcome to register for it.
Okay. Well, specifically, what seminars will be included in the route briefing sessions?
So Tom and Jody Goldman, who did the Loop last year, they are returning. They spoke at the Fall Rendezvous. This time, their presentation is a little bit different than in the Fall Rendezvous because we are starting from Fort Myers. And if you've studied the Great Loop route, you know that there's two choices from Fort Myers. You can either head into the Okeechobee Waterway, which puts you out on the east coast of Florida around Stewart, and then continuing on the loop, you would go from there northward on the Atlantic ICW. Or from Fort Myers, you can continue south and do the Keys. So go through the Keys, hit Miami, and then continue north on the Atlantic Intracoastal Waterway. So they are going to cover both of those options and let loopers essentially decide which is best suited to them and their boats. The Okeechobee is a waterway like none other. Depending on how much rain there's been and things like that, some years it's a little shallow for some boats. So we're going to present both options and let those getting ready to do that decide for themselves which way they want to go. Dave and Claudia Fuller will be back. They are going to cover from Miami, where the Goldmans will kind of leave us if you go through the Keys. Dave and Claudia will cover from Miami up through Jacksonville. And then Robert and Kay Creech will pick up from Jacksonville and take us all the way to their home port of Southport, North Carolina. So you'll get a good way up the Atlantic Intracoastal Waterway and kind of approaching Norfolk, Virginia, which is the site of the Spring Rendezvous. So you can kind of pick up on the route sessions at that point if that's what you're interested in and you attend the Spring Rendezvous. In addition, we are having a session about a side trip to the Bahamas. And Susan and Greg Costa, who have written a book about this, are going to present that session. It was one of the top-rated sessions at the Fall Rendezvous. And this is one place where two of the tracks we've mentioned kind of collide and are welcome to attend at the same time. So the side trip to the Bahamas seminar is open to both those attending the route briefing and to our Gold Looper reunion attendees, because there are many Gold Loopers who either didn't do the Bahamas the first time around or plan to go back. So we invite them to join us for the side trip to the Bahamas session. There's one more seminar that will be part of this track that is yet to be determined. We had one planned in this area last year, and at the last minute, the speaker had to cancel. He was a government employee who was furloughed. And it was a topic to learn more about the Customs and Border Protection's Roam app. So we're going to see if we can get that speaker scheduled again, and if not, we'll fill that last remaining spot with some other content that's valuable both to the route briefing and to the Gold Loopers. So it's a full day, a one day, running from about 8 a.m. till about 5:30 p.m. So a long day, but again, lots of content we're trying to make sure we provide you with.
Well, it sounds like it is a good full agenda. So what else is included? Is there anything else included with that registration fee besides the seminars?
Well, this one also includes lunch, so you can expect to have that served to you at the marina at Edison Ford. It also gives you entry to the Looper Crawl, which is actually taking place the day before at the Legacy Harbor Marina. So if you're registered for the route briefing, you can come on in on Thursday, January 23rd, and attend the Looper Crawl at 3 p.m., and then your seminars will start the next day, Friday, January 24th at 8 a.m. So lunch is included and the Looper Crawl the day before are included, and the fee for the route briefing is $109.
Okay, well, that sounds good. And I know the third component is the Gold Looper Reunion. So obviously it's the people that's completed the loop that are going to be attending this particular track. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. And this is an exciting one to me because it's just a lot of fun. Gold Loopers have this sense of adventure, and everybody's got a story to tell. So it's been a growing event. It's been lots of fun. As I mentioned when we were describing the route briefing, the Gold Looper Reunion attendees are invited to the some of the seminars. They're invited to the Looper Crawl on Thursday. So their event really starts on Thursday with the Looper Crawl. And then the Gold Looper Reunion is primarily taking place in the evenings. So we will have dinner for the Gold Loopers on Thursday the 23rd at the marina at Edison Ford. And then Friday, there is an optional tour of the Ford Edison Estate. And I'll come back to that in just a second. But then to round out the agenda for the Gold Loopers Reunion, there's the Bahamas seminar that they're welcome to attend and the one that we're still to be determined. But then we have a reception for them from 5 to 6 on Friday the 24th and then a second dinner for them. So we really try to do a lot for the Gold Loopers. They are the lifeblood, really, of AGLCA. It's their knowledge that they're paying forward to other members. So we ask the attendees in advance for some of their favorite pictures from the loop. We ask them for some of their favorite looping songs, and we make sure we play those and show those pictures during the event. So really winds up being a very nice event for them. Their cost is also only $109, even though it includes two dinners and a reception. We really try to do the Gold Looper Reunion pretty close to our cost because we just love for them to stay involved. So that's basically, I think, all of the components of the Gold Looper Reunion. I think that pretty well covers it.
Okay. Well, like I said, it sounds like there's going to be something for everybody. You have already mentioned the Looper Crawls. Is there any other details you want to add about that? That's on January 23rd, correct?
Yes, 23rd from 3 to 5:30. It will be open only to those who are registered for one of the components of the Looper Palooza. So it's not something we're offering separate tickets for. That's partly for space considerations there at the marina, at Legacy Harbor Marina. The cocktails and drinks will be available at their Tiki Hut, which has a limited amount of space. And of course, this Looper Crawl, boat-wise, will not be the size of a Rendezvous Looper Crawl, we don't think. Usually at a Rendezvous, we have 50 to 60 Looper boats. In the spring, we take up the entire marina. And in the fall, we take up the entire transient area of the marina, so all our boats are close together. Legacy Harbor has other slip holders there besides loopers. So we certainly want to be respectful of them and not inundate them. So we are making this open only to those registered for the event. And that is the Looper Crawl. I want to say last year we had 10 or so boats open for that. And we are, during registration, asking people if their boat will be there and if they're willing to open it. So we'll know close to the event about how many we have. And actually, Karen, I think this is a great place to take a quick break and play a message from one of our sponsors. And when we come back, we can wrap up with the details of Looper Palooza. We'll be back in a moment.
Green Turtle Bay Marina and Resort has consistently been voted a must-stop by loopers. It has earned the coveted 5-anchor designation from Quimby's Cruising Guide. This full-service marina features over 450 slips. They are located at mile marker 31.5 on the scenic Cumberland River. Green Turtle Bay is a proud commander sponsor of AGLCA, so join them and find your waterway of life.
We're back on Great Loop Radio. Today, Karen Nettles of the Homeport crew and I are talking about the upcoming Looper Palooza and giving some details to hopefully answer some of your questions, because we have been getting a lot of calls and emails here with some questions about the event, because as I said at the beginning, it is kind of a little bit more of a complex event than some of the other ones we do, with lots of different pieces combined in it. So we've kind of talked about the different pieces, but there are some other activities planned that we only touched on briefly. Is this a good time for those, you think, Karen?
I think so. I think you did allude to the Ford Edison tour, so why don't you give us a little detail on that?
Yes, and until I visited Fort Myers a few years ago, well, actually probably several years ago now, but I was not aware that Edison and Ford both had their winter estates right there in Fort Myers. They were next-door neighbors, and it is actually the top attraction in Fort Myers is the Ford Edison winter estate. It also happens to be right there adjacent to the marina at Edison Ford. And we have arranged for a private guided tour of the estate for attendees. So you can go and visit that top attraction in Fort Myers with a bunch of other loopers. The only thing I have to say is to fit everything in, the route briefing attendees should not register for the Edison Ford Estate Tour because it overlaps. It's the only way we can fit everything in. But Gold Loopers and those attending the Looper Lifestyle are welcome to register for this. It's slightly discounted from the price if you just walked in the door there, and we can go as a group. So there is an option for that during registration. Again, we collect the fee for that during registration, but we're just passing the cost on. We don't mark that up. That's just the cost for the ticket. So again, Looper Lifestyle and Gold Looper Reunion attendees are welcome to register for that. For the route briefing attendees, unfortunately, it overlaps with those seminars.
Well, are there any other activities besides the tour? Is there anything else going on?
I think that about covers it. The tour is in the morning and wraps up about lunchtime, so it's pretty common for some of the people that go on the tour to, you know, group together and go into one of the lovely restaurants there in downtown Fort Myers for lunch. And that'll about wrap up the activities. I think it's a very full agenda, especially if you look at all three of the potential tracks and the tour of the Edison Ford Winter Estate. So a lot of things happening.
Yeah, and obviously they're going to need to come in ahead of time and stay there for a couple of days, depending on what they're doing. So what arrangements have you made for accommodations?
Well, if you're coming by boat, I suggest you make reservations as soon as possible. Fort Myers is extremely popular in the winter. You would be hard-pressed, I think, at this point to find a slip for a month or something along that line, but most of the marinas do save some transient slips for those who are just staying for a few days. So the marina at Edison Ford is right there. Obviously, that is where the event is happening. Legacy Harbor Marina, as I mentioned, is a sponsor of AGLCA, and that is where the looper crawls will take place. It's definitely a looper favorite. And the third marina right down in that downtown area is the Fort Myers Yacht Basin that is city-owned, and that's another AGLCA sponsor. So both Legacy Harbor and the Fort Myers Yacht Basin do offer discounts to our members. Those are listed on the event page on our website that talks about Looperpalooza. So definitely if you're coming by boat, make those arrangements as soon as possible. If you are driving in, we've always been a little bit baffled, actually, by the hotel room block for this event. And we have discovered that part of the reason the room block seems unpredictable is that so many people know somebody who winters in Fort Myers. So a lot of the Gold Loopers that are coming in, not by boat, don't need a hotel because they're staying with a Gold Looper friend. But we have arranged for some hotel space. The Legacy Harbor Marina actually has a hotel there on site. So you can make a reservation there. The room rates start at $139 per night. It's not a huge facility, so we have also are working on a block at another very nearby facility. I hope to have details about that one on the website within the next week at the latest. It should be available anytime now, the details of the other nearby hotel that we'll be using for a room block.
Well, now that you've given us all the information and all the pieces and components of everything, how does somebody register if they're interested in doing one of these events at Looperpalooza?
It's a really simple process. Just go to the greatloop.org website. There is a menu option for events, and if you just tap that, you'll see Looperpalooza. That page gives you all of the details, and there's a prominent button at the top and the bottom of that page to register now, and that puts you into our registration process. If you are a member and you're logged in, it knows who you are. It'll fill in your information. We get some confusion sometimes because a second person on the member's account is sometimes shown up in there as a guest, and we get lots and lots of calls about that. Because, of course, if you're a member, you don't necessarily want to be shown up as a guest. But I can assure you that means absolutely nothing. When you see guest there, we know who's a member and who's not a member. And it actually doesn't matter for these events because there's nothing on your name tag. There's nothing anywhere except in that system that shows you whether you're a member or a guest. So fear not if it shows you as a guest. You can just continue with the registration process and everything will be fine in the end. But as you're going through that, for each person that you're registering, you can select which pieces of the event, which tracks, so to speak, they're attending. And like I said, it's a very simple process, but if you do have any trouble registering online, we can also happily take that over the phone for you. You can call our member services coordinator, and that is Julie Shea, and you can reach her at 843-879-5042. So if you're trying to register and having any issues, just give Julie a call and she'll be happy to help you out.
I just thought of something. Is there a registration deadline? Make sure everybody gets a seat reserved if they're wanting to attend one of these tracks?
That's a great question. We really haven't set the deadline. The deadline is typically, you know, when we have to turn in the final headcount to the facility. It's generally somewhere between 1 and 2 weeks before the event. So there is a deadline. You know, this didn't sell out last year. It's a pretty large facility, even though it's just one big room. I don't really anticipate it selling out this year, so I don't think you have to rush to register, but I also wouldn't wait till the last minute because our events have been growing, and the one in Chicago this weekend is at 150 people. So, you know, with 180 is the max for that room, it's not outside the realm of possibility that it could sell out, and I just hate for people to be disappointed. So if you're really planning on coming, definitely plan on registering and don't wait till the last minute.
Well, it sounds like you've got another great event planned, so I know everybody will be looking forward to that and being a part of this event in Fort Myers, Florida.
Yeah, we're very excited. Again, as Karen said, Fort Myers, January 22nd through 24th of 2020. Registration, we make a great holiday gift for someone, so we're looking forward to seeing lots of members there. And Karen, thank you for joining me today so that this could be a little bit more conversational in tone instead of me just kind of rattling off details. We appreciate
your help.
You're
quite welcome.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us once again on Great Loop Radio. We'll be back next week with another episode. Until then, safe cruising.